The Economic.
We live? Hey! Hey everybody, Economic Ninja here. I hope you're doing well. This is a really weird shadow. It's like enhancing the four chins. And no, this is not a Chinese phone book we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about XRP. We're going to talk about this, something I've really wanted to talk about, actually, now that I can get some truth about this off my mind. And just, you know, really quick, before we jump into what's going on with ChatGPT and the XRP price, is the camera moving around a lot? I'm just curious because it is shaking like crazy right now. I'm filling out all these COAs and the Ninja doesn't have a signature. So that's what it looks like. Mrs. Ninja says, I screwed it up, but this is the official pen. I can't even show it to you. We're gonna talk about that because I'm gonna tell you my real thoughts on that whole XRP coin thing now that it's for sale. Let's dive right into this. Oh, is it, it's shaking a little bit? Just a little bit. All right, cool. Let's talk about ChatGPT. There's a story out of AMB Crypto, and there's a lot of these stories right now. Sorry about the bouncing, guys. I'm driving down the road trying to multitask here. So just don't watch me. Just look away. Don't look at me. ChatGPT thinks $8 is a realistic target for XRP in 2024. It says... and I really want to talk about this. It talks about Ripple had been, you know, loggerheads with the SEC, Securities Exchange Commission, blah, 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 blah. And let's get to the thing. Court delivers partial judgment, blah, 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 blah. All right, let's do this. Here we go. John Deaton, blah, blah, blah. Oh, gosh, here we go. ChatGPT deciphers some fundamental questions. Note that ChatGPT has limited information until 2020. Only, dude, there's a plugin for that, whatever. That makes it difficult to pull data beyond 2021, let alone make future predictions. Ergo, we followed ChatGPT jailbreak techniques. Come on, let's get to the dollar thing. It's called clickbait for a reason. They totally got me. Here we go. ChatGPT predicts the price of XRP. We asked ChatGPT to predict the price of XRP toward the end of the year. At first, the bot didn't respond. I don't blame it. As well as it did, it didn't have access to any real-time data. Then we decided to jailbreak it. The jailbroken version predicted XRP's price to reach $3 by the end of 2023. Let's talk about this. I think this is very important. First off, I was talking with somebody the other day, very accomplished young man. He's not that young. CPA, and he was telling me how much he's into XRP, super price. I shared with some of my past with XRP, and here's the problem. Everybody is expecting it to do two things. Go up insanely in price tomorrow, right? And I'm using that as an example, like really soon, and they're putting all their money into it. I want to highly suggest you don't do that. Now, this is not financial advice. This is life advice. You never put all of your eggs in one basket. Why? Even if fundamentally you believe and understand the truth about whatever you're investing in. I buy gold for this reason, right? Because the Federal Reserve print money and over time it still buys a fine tailored suit with 1 ounce. It keeps your purchasing power. Or I'm buying XRP because you know, Ripple is building it to move currencies around the world, right? No matter how strong your case is and your understanding and knowledge of that, there are still factors outside of your control, i.e., ergo, the, if that's even the right way to say this, the SEC coming in and trying to stomp on your investment, which it did with mine, that put your plans off. And so you can totally understand and believe in a an investment, whether it be a stock, a mutual fund, whatever, real estate. But if it doesn't do what you're expecting it to, and honestly, most people, type one if you understand, because I suffered from this for a long time, and it was the crypto markets that broke me of this habit. I would dive a bunch of money into one investment, expecting it to go up in the next 6 months or a year, and then it didn't. And I'm not holding the bag because I believe in the investment, but I didn't get where I wanted to. And so Dan's being honest. I suffered from this for so long. So I split up my bags. I had some silver, I had some gold, I had some crypto, different types of crypto, especially in the crypto realm. When one would explode, and I bought them all for fundamental reasons, right? One would explode, I still believed in the other one. So I'd take the profit and dive it into those, right? And then one of those would pop and I'd dive the profit into those. And boy, my portfolio did increase substantially. But I warn people, this crap is clickbait. People, like, ChatGPT predicts. I don't give a crap what ChatGPT predicts. And do I think that XRP is going to $3 by January? The only way that would happen is some serious FOMO came out because crazy news came out. Look, the fact is, I believe that financial institutions understand what XRP is and what it's going to do with the XRP ledger, and they are interested in buying it slowly in the right way. They're not like crazy people that go, you know, FOMOing in and blow up the price. Like, I don't care how much it is, I'm going to miss out. That's where the fools rush in. And institutional investors know, hey, we're going to use shorting, we're going to use spoofing, we're going to do all kinds of things to buy that asset at cheaper prices, okay? So now I want to explain something. So I've been signing these things, right? The team that's building these coins, they just sent me a photo of one. I licensed the image of the ninja on the coin. And I like the team of people that are building these things, right? Now, these aren't for sale. It's all over, right? It got shut down by, what's it called? This is a prototype. It's just, you know, that's actually got XRP on it, that wall. You can check it if you want. But my point being is that I want to tell you my real thoughts on it, because I always said from the beginning, I like this team, and I like what they wanted to do and what this coin they're building represented. And because I remember the original Bitcoin that was a physical Bitcoin. It wasn't precious metals. I don't believe it was. Stop me if I'm wrong. But it was one Bitcoin. And when they sold it, I don't remember how much Bitcoin was at the time. I don't even remember the year it came out. I want to say it was like 2014. And let's say Bitcoin was like, you know, $20. They were selling the coin for hundreds of bucks, right? And everyone was scoffing at them back then. And now, I think there's only I don't remember how many. There's an entire encyclopedia written about it, a book written about the coins. And they had one Bitcoin on it, and everyone mocked them back then. Now those things are worth insane, stupid amounts. So when they came to me with this idea to make this coin, I'm like, yeah, I want to do this. But it's just purely a collectible. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. Now that they're all sold, and I'm not signing because the ninja doesn't do cursive. That's what the ninja's signature looks like. And to make it all legit, like, we're actually keeping the pen, it's signed with all that kind of stuff. And it's just funny. But the truth is, I think this is one of the coolest collectibles ever. The way the team did it with all the certificate of authenticities, and, you know, when the hologram goes on the back of these, the exact same hologram with the same security numbers here. This isn't a sales thing, but I want to explain something to people. And it goes complete. This topic goes completely with the whole XRP price truth. You don't put all your eggs in one basket. This is purely a collectible. This is not. I mean, people invest in collectibles. I have, and I've done well in the past. But collectibles are only worth what, or a stock is worth, or a cryptocurrency is worth what the last person paid for it. Really, and it all comes down to perceived value with everything. And that's why we said, I'm like, if you want to invest in silver XRP, this is not the idea. You need to go and buy it, right? And then you need to store it properly. All of Wall Street's freaking out about this Bitcoin ETF. Here's the truth. Most people don't understand how this works. The only reason why the Bitcoin ETF is a big deal is because when funds go raise money and then put out their prospectus, they line out what they can and cannot invest in, or what they are going to invest in that that fund. And since Bitcoin is not recognized, and there's still tons of controversy around it as a currency, all that stuff, these funds, these ETFs, these pension funds, sorry, they're not allowed to invest in it. They want to. Could invest in an ETF, and the reason why is because they backstop that with insurance. They can insure an ETF. And no, I do not believe there's any fundamental Bitcoin in those ETFs. I think most of them are lies, they're false, and they just back it up with an insurance policy. But my point being is that's why it's a big deal, because all these pension funds are vying at being able to invest in Bitcoin, and XRP has been named in a bunch of these, you know, like the Grayscale and all that kind of stuff. Point being is this, do not dive all into one asset, even if you completely believe in it. Do I believe the XRP is going to be worth a lot more in the future? Yeah, I do. But that's not, that shouldn't sway you to invest in it or not. You know what I mean? Like that. You need to do your own due diligence. But yeah, I think that it's very important. Let me ask you this. Type 2 if you guys own XRP. There's like 795 people in here. I'm curious how many people type 2 real quick. It'll give me sort of an idea of how, you know, how many people are in here. And I would assume because of the title, you do. But the thing is that my thing is, hey, C-Dog's here, right on, C-Dog. My thing is that I want to make sure that people are doing things right. If you own crypto, you need to have it on a wallet. I put a link down to Trezor. Oh, that's another thing. It's an affiliate link, but use it or not, it's not going to cost you anything extra. But you need to use verified links. Everything with crypto, everyone wants to rip you off. They want to steal from you. Don't go down those rabbit holes. Don't answer texts from people like, you know, the people that are, you know, scammers, the thieves down in the comment section and say, hey, they're me and I want to invest your money. I'll never invest your money. I'm not a financial advisor. I'll never ask you for money. I've got my own. I'm doing well. I'm blessed and I want you guys to be blessed. Well, part about being blessed is having a good head on your shoulders, not throwing a bunch of money into one asset, being diversified, not trusting, you know, and it's greed that drives a lot of people. They're like, oh, I want to invest and make lots of money. And then some thief from some other country is pretending to be me with my icon saying, hey, text me, make you rich. It's like, dude, you know, people have got to think clearly. So part of that, you know, success level, if you want to get to that level of being a multimillionaire, you got to think clearly. And that's pulling emotion out of that. So I hope that you guys got something from this. I really am excited for these coins to go out. I ordered a handful of them myself. And so this is my signature. I'm signing it right now. I've got a stack of these blank ones. But actually, I wanted to do this live and the team's watching this right now because this actually brings more legitimacy. There's like 500 of these things. My hand's sore. But yeah, the Ninja, if you see the Ninja signature, it's printed. Yeah, Ninja doesn't do cursive. I was horrible in high school. I don't know. I actually really do mean that. All right, that being said, I thank you so much for watching the Economic Ninja. Wait a minute. There. Work is out.